The Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by GoToWebinar, web events and online meetings made easy. Visit GoToWebinar.com and start your free 30-day trial today. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jansen. My guest today is Luther Lowe. He is the Business Outreach Manager at Yelp.com, a local social business directory that connects people with businesses and allows those customers to add their ratings and reviews. So, Luther, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, John.
So, the whole category, and I don't know that we've come up with the exact term, business directory, social search directory, local search directory, has really, certainly with Yelp's popularity, but some others, City Search, Insider Pages, all of the major search engines are doing this. So local advice, rating, and reviews are a pretty hot category right now for small business, aren't they?
Oh, big time. I mean, I think that, increasingly you're seeing consumers get online in order to make transactional decisions offline. And so I think there's some statistic out there. Nielsen put one out recently that showed next to that sort of high quality word of mouth, such as a friend or family member, online reviews, whether they be on Yelp or product reviews on Amazon, what have you, are the sort of second this go-to place for consumers when they're making these decisions.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because over the years it used to be, hey, if I was buying a $29 part or I was buying some $49 software, yeah, I'll go in and I'll get these review sites and I'll go, oh yeah, I'll pick that one. But if I was going to buy legal services, or you and I were even talking about this offline, if I were looking for a funeral home, I mean, something that is very emotionally charged, maybe very expensive, I certainly wouldn't turn to these tools. And yet people increasingly are for those kind of purchases too, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think at least for Yelp, I mean, it started, the genesis moment for our company started in late 2004 when our co-founders, Russell Simmons and Jeremy Stoppelman, who were both early PayPal employees, posed the question, how do you find a great doctor online? And up until that point, I'd argue that the internet hadn't done a great job at answering that question. You had some of these early players that basically said, hey, let's take a phone book, put it online, and attach a review widget to it, and, you know, that'll be that. But it turned out that the problem was a little bit more complicated. You had a small percentage of folks get on and, you know, say, gosh, I can manufacture a great reputation here, and that, you know, even if you have 1% of people getting on trying to game something like that, it puts pressure on the whole system. So the guy across the street feels like he's got to step up his game. And then you got folks writing fake one-star reviews about each other. So it ends up, eroding the whole ecosystem, causing consumers to not trust it. And that's sort of where we were in early 2000, right when Yelp was come along in 2004, 2005, that's what we were, I think the founders were really trying to achieve, was how do you have a system like that that allows people to share their experiences, but ultimately it's a very trustworthy resource.
Yeah, and I think the goal here is to try to tap that age-old, across-the-fence, neighbor-to-neighbor kind of recommendation, which the fences are high now, so we don't have that. But maybe the new sort of neighborhood, is these trusted sites. The one thing that certainly seems to be an evolution of review sites is that it used to be I had to go, or people generally had to go to the site to try to do some searching and reviews, but it seems more and more that rating and review sites and ratings and reviews are really kind of being folded into the, I don't know, for lack of a better term, the mainstream search engines like Google, into their results. So you're seeing Yelp reviews, for example, on page one of a Google search that are really, so it's no longer, hey, I don't have to worry about that site because none of my customers go there. Well, they're finding it in other ways, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think, major search engines index Yelp pretty high in this, you know, because I think it kind of goes to that sort of the same reason Wikipedia is indexed highly, is that over time the quote-unquote wisdom of the crowds gets in and, you know, continues to tweak it and provides a lot of data points that makes the information more and more useful. And so we benefit greatly from, you know, very often that's how folks discover Yelp, is they'll, certainly I know business owners, a lot of times that's how they discover Yelp, is they Google themselves and find themselves in the page one of the search engine results page.
Yeah, and I think it's probably a good time for us to branch off. I mean, there are, in a way, two parts of the Yelp business. They're obviously the customer who wants to go on and find the doctor or find the pizza joint is going on and finding useful information there. But there's this whole, and for our audience's sake, probably more important, there's this whole business owner's side. So let's talk a little bit about, if I'm out there listening to this and, you know, maybe my business has been reviewed, so maybe it's on Yelp, but maybe it's not. Let's start getting into some of the best practices and ways that a business owner who has finally come to the conclusion, maybe I can't sit this out, would get the benefit from Yelp.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you asked, John. Yeah, basically, you know, as I said, we started in late 04, early 05, and just grew astronomically. We were, I think, at about 20 million monthly unique visitors when we realized, gosh, you know, here we'd created this really helpful site for consumers, and we hadn't done a great job at educating the business community about how they can engage and built helpful tools for them. So a couple years ago, we launched a business owner toolkit that, among other things, allows business owners to post special offers, respond to reviews privately or publicly, build out a rich profile that makes them discoverable not only on Yelp, but helps them become more discoverable by those major search engines, upload photos like a picture of their storefront or a menu. And the great thing about these is that they're all free, and it's accessible by going to yelp.com/business. We've got our business owner guide and some instructional videos. It's a pretty straightforward, intuitive site that lets the business community join this important conversation, or in some cases, as you alluded to, start the conversation if they have zero reviews.
Well, and I like to tell people that this is a brand asset. A lot of times people go and they build these things, they put their phone number in there maybe, and so many of these sites are allowing people to put product brands, product photos, all kinds of information. So, you know, as a business person, I think they absolutely should take advantage of that real estate. But let's get into a couple things that happen. When they do, they go in, they claim, they upload their picture, they've got a nice pretty site, and one of the first things they notice is they have a couple good reviews, they have no reviews, they have a couple bad reviews. You know, unfortunately, the tendency of human nature sometimes is the really pissed off people seem to be the ones that are motivated. But, you know, what are some things that they could do or should be doing to, you know, let's call it what it is, have a whole bunch of really positive reviews. that's the goal, right?
Sure. So a couple sort of points in there I want to hit, like, for, you know, one thing you mentioned is, and it was an assumption that I had prior to working at Yelp, that if somebody's going to sit down and crank out a testimonial about something on the internet, it's probably because they're angry about something. Mm-hmm. But it turns out, and this has been fairly consistent, at least in Yelp land since we've existed, that 85% of our reviews are 3-star and higher. Mm-hmm. 75% are 4-star or 5-star. So the overwhelming majority of experiences shared on Yelp are positive. And that makes sense. When I go transact out in the real world, about 1 out of 7 of my experience are kind of crummy. So Yelp, I would say overall, is nothing to fear if you're a business that is focusing on great customer service. Now let's take that example of the business that, let's say, has a 3.5-star reputation, a handful of good ones, and a couple of bad ones. You know, what I recommend to business owners, you know, first of all, is to, you know, understand the genie is out of the bottle. If Yelp were to disappear tomorrow, there'd be 10 people that fill in our place. User-generated content like this is not going anywhere. It's only going to become more prominent, more important to consumers making spending decisions. So, you know, the best thing you can do is engage. And so, you know, we recommend, of course, going to yelp.com/business, unlocking your free tools, and take a look at those negative reviews and figure out if this is feedback that you can respond to. I always recommend responding to a bad review and starting off in a diplomatic tone and just saying, hey, sorry you didn't have a five-star experience. We'd love to get you back in here and figure out how we can make it right. And very often what we find is Yelp community members will actually realize, gosh, there's a human being on the other end of this thing, and say, maybe, you know, if this business owner, since this business owner was so, you know, gentle in their response, that I can use this review update feature and upgrade my 2-star to a 4-star. Sure. It's a great way to kind of manage your reputation on the site.
Yeah, I think that's always been the case. You know, when you have a problem customer, sometimes if you can solve their problem, they'll turn into one of your biggest advocates.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what about the idea? And again, I you know, if it seems like, again, nobody can verify this, it seems like sites like Google Maps are aggregating a lot of reviews from folks like yourself as well as some others. And it sure looks like sites that have a lot of reviews, businesses that have a lot of reviews from various places, are showing up higher in, say, the Google Maps search. I don't know if that's true or not, but let's pretend for now that it is. Are there some things that if that is indeed true, then there's value in having a lot of reviews. So are there things that businesses can or should do, or maybe should not do, to stimulate proactively? This halftime break is brought to you by Constant Contact. Constant Contact helps small businesses and nonprofits build great customer relationships with email marketing, event marketing, and online surveys. Visit them today at constantcontact.com and sign up for your free 60-day trial.
Just a point of clarification, John. One, as far as I understand, our content is not actually syndicated into the Google local product, the Maps product. I'm not sure that we actually.
You know, to tell you the truth, I think I've actually. I think you're right. I have not seen. I've seen City Search and Insider Pages and some other folks, but so barring that point, though, I do think that. More positive reviews, it probably helpful.
It's funny, and it kind of ties to this point, is that the quantity of reviews, if you've got 1,000 positive reviews on your business page and 0 negative reviews, I promise that nobody is going to trust that thing. And that's really why Yelp is, I think, a huge differentiator in the space, is that at the end of the day, I would argue, you're much more likely to get on Yelp, see that there's a 4.5-star business, and go have a 4.5-star experience offline than you are with any of the other guys.
Okay, well, let me back up a little bit then. Is there an easy way for the overworked business owner to monitor? Can they subscribe to the RSS feed, say, on their business page, so that they can be alerted both, you know, if something negative comes up and engage, but also positive? I think it's probably a good practice
absolutely.
To engage the positive reviews, too.
Absolutely. So there's a few ways to monitor. One tool that I didn't mention, when you unlock your business owner page, you actually will be able to see a graph of how many folks are pulling up your listing. And ultimately, I think that's the most important metric in understanding, you know, how you're doing on Yelp.
Yeah.
But within those tool sets, you can opt into an email alert for every time you receive a review. And as you mentioned, there are RSS feeds of most Yelp pages, so you could set up RSS alerts as well.
Cool. Okay. So is there a policy in place for that totally random, but I've heard it's happened, person that, I don't know, maybe it's a competitor that goes on there and writes something falsely, or there was just a customer that just was unreasonable? I mean, are there policies in place that would allow somebody to say, hey, this is what really happened, or worse, you know, this person is actually just trying to harm me?
I would say the majority of content like that on Yelp ultimately gets flushed out, and it actually goes back to the an earlier thing I was saying about the origin of the company, and basically the co-founders who had PayPal backgrounds, these guys who really were used to dealing with, you know, Eastern European mafia members laundering money. I mean, they sort of approach they approach problems on the internet with the idea of what can go wrong will go wrong. And so there, from the beginning, there was this just steadfast commitment to fighting spam and making sure that malicious content, either in the form of shills, either the shady dentist, you know, telling his secretary to write a bunch of fake 5-star reviews about the practice, or the auto mechanic A writing fake 1-star reviews about auto mechanic B across the street.
Right.
Overwhelmingly, this kind of content ultimately gets flushed out by our review filter that is designed to catch this kind of content. That this sort of behavior is not done by established users, and so over time, their level of establishment becomes clear to kind of the algorithms, and the reviews are effectively suppressed from the business page. So I would say, for the most part, it's not a problem. Now, if there's a clear conflict of interest within the review that's apparent, that can be flagged by members of our very active community. And this is another great thing about Yelp, is we've got this really rich offline community. And so folks are participating in events offline. They're writing hundreds of reviews. It's effectively like a lifestyle blog where they're sharing local knowledge. And so
these are called your ambassadors. Is that what that program is?
The Elite Squad are the sort of cream of the crop of this community. But very often, you know, if there is some kind of something that violates our review guidelines, we don't have a ton of review guidelines, but some examples would be, you know, not reflecting a first-person experience. So I can't go on a Yelp, for example, and write a review that says, I'm giving this salon 1-star because I don't like my girlfriend's haircut. I didn't have that experience. My girlfriend did. And as much as I hate her haircut, she's got to write that review. So something like that typically gets flagged almost right away by the community. Yeah. Another example is just flagrant hate speech.
Sure.
But we want to err on the side of the consumer. We want to encourage, you know, freedom of expression. So I would say, for the most part, the site and the integrity of the site is protected through a combination of that community self-policing and the spam algorithms that we have in place.
Yelp makes its money through selling advertising, and I know some of it's page view generated, but there's also a product that a business can buy. Help me understand what might be the benefits of somebody participating in some of your advertising packages.
Sure. So it's important to understand that Yelp is a tool. It's a transactional site. Nobody's getting on Yelp and typing in, you know, locksmith near Santa Barbara for fun. They're probably locked out of their apartment on their iPhone or something. And so, you know, the goal of Yelp advertising is basically, if we're accepting the premise that that query is not being performed for fun, that somebody is indeed looking for, looking to connect with a great local business, our advertising product is essentially SEM, search engine marketing. So Yelp search is, you know, whenever I perform a search on Yelp, for those listeners that maybe haven't done it before, I'm typing in, you know, business, a type of business near a particular location, and I'm getting a list of search results. And so, very similar to how to Google's AdWords, above the natural search results, there's a reserved slot. It's a highlighted, conspicuous link. It's marked as such that says sponsored result. And basically, a Yelp sponsor, a certain number of times per month, will appear above the natural search results. That's one of the sort of targeted ad placements. Mm-hmm. And then also in the middle of similar businesses' pages. So if I'm looking at another locksmith's page, above, just below the address information, I might be redirected to a different locksmith. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you this, and of course, you probably know where I'm headed a little bit with this. The potential for somebody to say, hey, just buy your way to the top, or if you've got a bunch of bad reviews, just buy this ad and you'll be, you know, you'll get to put a good review in that ad and it'll show up at the top. I mean, there have been, right or wrong, valid or not, there have been some complaints. Some business owners that feel that maybe that advertising sort of taints the true sort of results nature of this, or maybe even worse, that can be held over somebody to say, hey, if you want to improve your lot in life on Yelp, pay us some money. What are your thoughts on some of those? That, I know that was a mouthful, but on some of those thoughts.
No, John, I'm so glad you asked this question. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely no connection between becoming a paid advertiser on Yelp and one's review count. So the reviews and the advertising is totally separate. We have, Berlin walls all over the company between our sales force and our the folks that are sometimes involved in disputes over review guidelines. The key thing to remember is that, we wouldn't be worth our grain of salt if we, I mean, the minute that you start having a adopting anything similar to the model that you're describing,
Right.
we're back to pay to play in the Yellow Pages, basically.
Yeah.
And that's what Yelp was designed to essentially be the opposite of. Whenever you become a Yelp advertiser, you get, well, ads. I mean, it's an SEM product. Now, here's where some confusion and where I've noticed a lot of the conspiracy theory stuff about Yelp pops up. And it goes back to an earlier point I was making about our steadfast commitment to fighting spam and spammy-looking content. So basically, at Yelp, we've accepted a pretty high cost in our commitment to ensuring that the content on the site is trustworthy, in that we know that perfectly legitimate reviews will sometimes get suppressed by our spam algorithm. In other words, somebody can come in, have a great experience, write a review. It doesn't happen very often, but they go and write a review about you, and they just happen to not be established on the site, and their review is effectively suppressed from your business page. It still lives on their user page, and it can reappear on the business page as that user becomes more established. But what happens, I think, is that business owners, human beings really, we're designed to kind of, observe patterns. When I get a sales call from a Yelp representative and say, thanks, but no thanks on the ads, and then I realize, 3 days later, a review that I know is written from an established person isn't appearing on my business page anymore, I think it's some kind of retribution. But the two couldn't be, there couldn't be a further disconnect between the two. And what's actually a good thing for the business owners is that I would argue that the existence of this review filter and our robust community has caused our tremendous growth, and that rising tide sort of floats all boats. Going back to something I said earlier, the most important metric to keep an eye on your Yelp page is how many folks are viewing your business page. So, would you rather have 100 reviews and one page view or per month, or would you rather have one review and 100 page views per month?
Right.
The answer is the latter.
Right. So if I'm a business owner out there, it's just biz.yelp.com is where I'd start the process of either adding or well, creating an account and then either adding or claiming my business. Is that the best path?
Yes. Yeah, you can do it either at biz.yelp.com or yelp.com/business has our business owner guide and instructional videos on there as well.
Well, I think, even if listeners out there don't decide to get, wholeheartedly involved in Yelp, I think it's certainly worth claiming that and building out the real estate that they have there, and then at least clicking on that little tool that allows you to monitor your brand. And it's just something that we have to do in all of these social places now. The people that want to write good things and bad things about us have existed forever. It's just easier to hear them now. And so I
Absolutely.
Suggest you do so. So Luther, thanks for joining me. And one of the things that we're out of time, but very, very quickly, the Yelp iPhone augmented reality app. I showed that to some folks, and it's pretty sci-fi.
We're really excited that, it's really exciting to work for a company where we've got, we're on the bleeding edge in these innovations, and I think we're going to see, as that technology gets more and more advanced, You know, we'll continue to iterate these products, and you know, it's important to understand it's not just augmented reality. I mean, that's just a feature on a much much more substantive platform. So,
Yeah, I think if nothing else, and again, for those who don't know what it is, you can point your iPhone down a street, and businesses the Yelp reviews will pop up, and you know, it's a great way to find a restaurant or a Starbucks, but also you know, immediately there, you know, in real time, somebody can make a decision about turning left or turning right based on reviews. So I think it sort of heightens the timetable for people to get in and get involved in these kind of plays. So Luther, thanks very
Absolutely.
Much. I appreciate you taking the time today, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
John, thanks so much for your time.
Take care. This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast was brought to you by GoToWebinar, where you can increase your reach and have unlimited webinars for one low rate. Visit GoToWebinar.com and start your free 30-day trial today.